Today on Bridges, we have a story that's filled with tragedy, and yet it ends up changing the world. Hello and welcome to Bridges, where we bring you hope for the journey. I'm Monica Schmelter, and today we're going to talk about love and loyalty. It's a study on the book of Ruth, and someone that I count as a dear friend, Pastor Patricia Douglas, is my guest today. And Pastor Patricia, thank you for coming out today.
Well, thank you for inviting me. I'm excited about this.
Yes, and I know we haven't had a chance on this new set to sit down and talk before.
Right.
And I know that you and your husband, Mark and Patricia Douglas Ministries.
Yes.
And you've got a show on the station.
I do.
What is it called?
A Few of My Friends with Patricia Douglas.
And we love it. We're so glad to have you. And today we're going to look at the book of Ruth. Mm-hmm. I bet you love the book of Ruth.
I absolutely do. I have a story with it, so I love it.
Yeah, it's wonderful. You said you have a story with it?
Yes.
What is it?
Well, my mother in love, we were Naomi and Ruth.
Oh.
Before she went to be with the Lord.
How wonderful is that?
Yes.
So you really have a connection with this. So we're going to talk about love and loyalty in this first show today. And truth number one that I want to share with you is that God blesses loyalty. I know that we live in a world that people change their minds and do this, that, and the other thing, but God blesses when we have loyal hearts. Will you read those scriptures there, Ruth 1, 16 through 18, Pastor Patricia?
Sure, but Ruth replied, "Don't ask me to leave you and turn back. Wherever you go, I will go. Wherever you live, I will live. Your people will be my people, and your God will be my God. Wherever you die, I will die, and there I will be buried. May the Lord punish me severely if I allow anything but death to separate us." When Naomi saw that Ruth was determined to go with her, she said nothing more.
Mm. And that's really, like, these are statements of loyalty, of covenant, of deep understanding.
Yes.
And you said you've had this sort of relationship with your mother-in-law.
I did.
How did you just know right away, or how did that develop?
Oh, it wasn't right away.
Oh.
Let me make that perfectly clear. It developed into that.
Mm-hmm.
And it was interesting because she wanted to be wherever I went.
Oh.
And she wanted to stay with us. Mm-hmm. And she had choices. But she was with us all the way till she transitioned to glory.
Amen.
Yeah.
Isn't it wonderful? And, you know, as we talk about this truth, number one today, God blesses loyalty. Sometimes it takes a while.
Yeah.
It's not mm-hmm. always instantaneous. It's like God works in our lives to help us mature.
Exactly.
And to get to know people. And in this story, you know, when I think of Ruth, you know, she had every reason to be sad. She's a young widow.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Naomi, her mother-in-law is in deep grief.
Yes.
You know, and she's not really seeing things from a positive attitude. And yet Naomi has that bond with her that even when her mother-in-law is in deep sorrow, and she makes comments like, "Don't call me Naomi, you know, call me Mara because
yeah,
I'm
exactly.
bitter."
Right.
That's a lot. What do you think about that and how the story of Ruth?
Well, with Ruth knowing what you just said, that Naomi was bitter.
Yeah.
So Ruth was willing to take on her bitterness along with the grief that she was experiencing. That's not easy, Monica.
No, it's not. No, it's not.
Bitterness is something else.
That's quite a commitment.
Yes.
And we know that she's a Moabite, you know, so she's
right.
she's a Gentile. She's going into really a foreign land, but she has to be doing it by faith.
To the faith of what she knows, to leave what she knows, her family, to say,
yes.
"I want to be with you."
Mm-hmm. That had to be a huge step of faith. When I think about all the scriptures that talk about Ruth gleaning, like working behind other people to pick up leftovers. You know, I'd like to say, Pastor Patricia, that I'd be willing to do any job if I needed to. And I think that I would.
Okay.
I think I would. But I don't know that I'd be real happy about gleaning.
I know I wouldn't. Let's just settle it. No.
Mm-mm.
In the hot sun, mm-hmm. gleaning?
Yeah.
But she did that.
Mm-hmm. As a foreigner and as a woman by herself.
Yeah.
And I sometimes, you know, wonder what was her thought process? What did she think was going to happen? And yet, because she's loyal, right, blessings start to come her way.
Absolutely.
What are some of those blessings?
Well, one of them, of course, she met Boaz, and he shared with her where to glean, not just to get a husband,
yes.
You know,
right.
that, right. But he shared and was protecting her mm-hmm. while mm-hmm. she was gleaning and
yeah.
told them, leave some as we go further for
right.
her.
Yeah. And I think, you know, sometimes when we look at our lives, we might have a job or a position, you know, that we're overqualified for or that to everybody else doesn't look like anything.
Mm-hmm.
But I truly believe if we do that with all of our hearts as under the Lord, God will bless that kind of loyalty and he'll give us favor, you know, with employers and with people. Don't you think that?
I believe that. Mm-hmm. And something else, Monica, that comes to my mm-hmm. mind, when Ruth married Naomi's son, Naomi probably also showed kindness to her,
yes.
even though she was a
yes.
Moabite.
Yes, yes. And that, you know, that's a part of the story that we don't know all about.
I know.
But there it has to be some reason
mm-hmm.
that Ruth is loving, you know, her mother-in-law
yes.
and that she's doing all of this and this walk of faith. And I think if we can all put ourselves in this position, like, and say, okay, in any situation that I'm in, whether it's pleasant or it's not, I can do it as unto the Lord.
That's the only way she could do that. She didn't understand everything about our God or their God, Naomi's
yeah.
God, but she was like, I'm going to do something on the inside of her,
mm-hmm.
compelled her
yes.
to do that.
Yes. And she ends up, as you said, she gets favor with Boaz.
Right.
And he protects her. Mm-hmm. And I wonder, like, in her heart, what did that start to feel like when she hears him say, You work over here,
mm-hmm.
like, and then later when he says, tells people to leave a little extra for her.
Mm-hmm.
And it really is a situation, really kind of a foreshadow, if you would, of Matthew 6:33. When we put God first, he always provides.
Exactly. He has to be first.
Yeah.
Has to be.
And she does that.
Yeah.
And that's an amazing thing, an amazing walk of faith. And when we see her take those first bits of food to her mother-in-law, how did Naomi respond?
Like, hey, where have you been? She knew where she'd been, but she was like, wow.
Exactly.
Look at Father God.
Yes. And I think sometimes when we're bitter, right, when we go through something hard, if we have somebody who loves us through that, right, we can start to get cheered up as we see blessings come our way.
Yes.
And that's what begins to happen with Naomi. So being bitter is not like the end of the deal. We want you to stay with us today as we continue to study on love and loyalty from the book of Ruth. When we come back, we're going to talk about how when we work, when we do things the kingdom way, that we will always do more than just the bare minimum. We will do more than what's expected. We'll be right back.
Don't miss another episode of Bridges. Subscribe to our YouTube channel today where you can find all of Monica's latest teachings. Just visit youtube.com, search Monica Schmelter, and click subscribe. Once subscribed, click the bell icon to get notified when a new episode is available. Thanks for watching Bridges.
Join the Bridges community on Facebook. Visit Facebook and search for Bridges with Monica. We would love to connect with you.
We are in the second chapter of Ruth right now, and if you're just joining us, Pastor Patricia Douglas is my guest, and we're going to talk about truth number two. When we give more than what's required, or we give more than what's required when we live the kingdom way. So before I have you read that scripture, let's talk about work.
Oh, work. Okay.
Is it biblical to give more than what's required on your job or at the workplace?
Okay, this is what I believe. Because the Bible says, whatever you do, do unto the Lord.
Yes.
Because he's the one that's really watching you.
That's right.
And is it going to hurt you to do a little more? Because he does a lot more for us.
Yes, he does.
That's just what I think.
Yes, and I think so too. He tells us to do it heartily as unto the Lord. Yeah. He tells us in the book of Proverbs, it says that a bad worker or a bad employee is like vinegar.
Well, I don't want to be like vinegar.
Yeah, I don't want to be vinegar, right?
Right.
But that, and this is something that, you know, today people are having a really hard time finding people to work.
Right.
And that makes it hard on everybody. The few people that are showing up to work.
Yes.
It's hard for them to keep up.
Right.
You know, I was checking out at a gas station the other day, and this young lady had a line a mile long, and you could see that people were upset and complaining. One person, when I got up to her, I said, I can see that this is a hard day. And she said, yes, ma'am. I said, did a lot of people call off? She said, yeah, all three people that were to work with me. Well, think about how hard that is for that young lady.
Yeah, but you're right. People don't want to work, mm-hmm. I think, because they've gotten spoiled.
Yeah.
Because I'm seeing now hiring signs all over. So what's going on?
Everywhere.
Yeah.
Everywhere. And I think sometimes we might think, well, I'm overqualified, I'm too good. But the thing is, all work is honorable. Mm-hmm. And he tells us to work as unto him.
Right.
And to work not just like for our employer with their his or her eyes on us, but that God is watching
exactly.
us. Exactly. And that makes work even more important.
It does.
I really think that work is a part of worship. It's a part of obeying God. And it's good. And it's good, you know, if we're asked to do X, Y, Z, if we can find something that would be helpful that's a little bit more, like, why not?
Help someone else.
That's
yes.
right. And we see Ruth was like this. She had this attitude. Ruth 2, would you read verses 6 and 7?
Sure. And the foreman replied, she is a young woman from Moab who came back with Naomi. She asked me this morning if she could gather grain behind the harvesters. Mm-hmm. She has been hard at work ever since, except for a few minutes rest in the shelter. Mm-hmm.
And what does that speak to you?
This speaks of a woman who's humbling herself, mm-hmm. and she has a goal. And I really think that her goal was to take care of Naomi. It wasn't so much just herself.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you think about doing for others, mm-hmm. you do tend to increase and do a little bit more.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm thinking. She's thinking, I want to make sure Naomi will have dinner.
Yeah. And I think clearly she knows Naomi is bitter and upset,
yeah.
right?
Right.
And she knew Naomi in better times when Naomi's husband was alive and when her husband was alive, right? They had better times together. And to think of her heart, mm-hmm. right, to see her mother-in-law and to think, I want to help you. Like, I want to help you through this. I'm going to stay with you. I'm not going to leave you in these dark moments of your life. So I think you're absolutely right. She's out there not just for herself,
no.
but she's wanting to show Naomi, we're going to make it.
Right. We are. And, you know, in the Jewish culture, if you were a widow, you know, if your son, you didn't have sons, then the city or the town had to take care of you.
Yes.
So I'm sure Ruth is thinking about that, too. She said, I don't want them to take care of you. I want to take care of you.
Exactly. Exactly. And she puts herself in really what could be a position of some danger.
Yes.
Because if it wasn't, Boaz wouldn't have told people, leave her alone. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And he wouldn't have said, work over here. And so she had that initiative,
yes.
which I think if people look at that in today in the workplace, initiative is very important.
It is. My dad used to always tell me, Patricia, take initiative.
Mm-hmm.
You know, don't always have someone to tell you to do it. You just do it.
Exactly. You find the need
mm-hmm.
and you fill it.
Yes.
And not the attitude, well, you didn't ask me, so I didn't do it. You know, if you see the garbage, just take it out. Like, if you see, right, something on the floor and it's within your capability to pick it up, pick it up.
And don't keep walking over it.
Exactly.
Like, you don't see it. You know you see it.
You know, mm-hmm. yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Exactly.
We know that we see it, but just keep walking over it. Just keep ignoring it. But this was not the case of Ruth. And as we talk about, you know, love and loyalty today and study the book of Ruth, I see a woman who has so much maturity and so much character.
Mm-hmm.
And it really encourages and motivates me to be that same kind of person.
Mm-hmm. It's very encouraging
mm-hmm.
to realize, you know what? And you don't have to think of it from the standpoint, well, what am I going to get out of this?
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
I do.
You only do something because of what you can get out of it. I think we forget as believers, again, Jesus did this for us because he
yes.
loved us.
Mm-hmm.
you know, not, well, I'll see what I can get out of Monica. What am I going to get out of Patricia?
Exactly. Exactly. And sometimes, perhaps without meaning to, we do that to the Lord.
We do, Monica.
Serve Him to get blessings. Pray to get blessings. But am I praying also to learn more, right? To grow closer. God, what do you want me to see in this situation? What would you like me to do? And
right.
So I have to check myself, as we all probably do, like, am I in this, a relationship with Christ, just for what I can get? You know, or with somebody's spouse or cousin or coworker. And that's not a real relationship.
No, it's not. That sounds like a contract relationship. But Ruth and Naomi had a covenant
Amen.
Relationship.
Amen.
Yes.
Talk about covenant for a minute, if you would.
Covenant is so important. Mm-hmm. I'll say this very quickly. In the Jewish custom, again, say, for instance, Monica, you knew how to battle your clan, and I knew how to cook. The husbands or the men would go into covenant. They would cut their rib, mingle the blood, mm-hmm. and say, listen, Monica, I'll always cook for you. Mm-hmm. And you'll say, Patricia, I'll always war for your family. But it wasn't just for us right then.
Yep.
It was generational, because that cutting was a sign, mm-hmm. and it left a mark.
Yes.
So covenant is very important. And I'll tell you something else. Mm-hmm. You don't have a lot of people in your covenant circle either.
That's right. That's right. Because most people, right, when the getting gets bad, they go.
They're gone before they,
right.
when they get wind, something's wrong.
Right. And it can be spiritualized. Like, right, I'm in a new season. This, that.
Yeah.
But we all need people who will stay with us in
yes.
bad times.
Yes.
People that will invest in us prayerfully. You know, like Ruth was doing, but bring some food. That was bringing cheer to Naomi. We're going to make it.
Yeah.
And covenant, though, even though it's just a small group, brings such encouragement to our hearts, because we know that there
yes.
are people who have our back.
Exactly. You know that. It's just like marriage. A marriage is not, you may sign a marital at the courthouse, right?
Right.
It's not a contract.
No.
It's covenant. You
That's
have
right.
each other's back.
That's right. That's right. And that what I do as a wife to my husband is to show him love
yeah.
in good times and in bad times, and to be there for him, to encourage, to support, to make our home a safe and a sacred space. And you know, that's not always easy in all the navigation of life.
No, you're not. It's not. But we are there to do that and to help in any way, and not to take whatever takes place in that home and put it on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram.
Exactly.
I thought I would just throw that in there.
Thank you, because everything is not for everybody.
Exactly.
Now, we want you to stay with us as we continue in our discussion on love and loyalty from the Book of Ruth. When we come back, we are going to talk about the impact of kindness, and how when we show kindness to others, it will most assuredly be returned to us. So stay with us. We'll be right back.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Life can be hard and days can be long. So if you're looking for hope for the journey, MonicaSchmelter.com is a great place to get started. On MonicaSchmelter.com, you'll find Monica's teachings on demand. And if you're looking to really grow your faith, you'll find online extras are available with every teaching. So don't wait another day. Get started now at MonicaSchmelter.com, and you will find hope for the journey.
Don't give in. God's word says you're an overcomer. If you hadn't done blah, 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 this wouldn't have happened. And let me say this to you. If you think that you are in a mess of your own making, you are still an overcomer. When that temptation comes, you want to make sure that you are dressed for battle. Therefore, put on every piece of God's armor so you will be able to resist the enemy in the time of evil. It takes training. It takes discipline. And so when you're fighting that good fight of the faith, you take your story, whatever it is, and you saturate it in faith, and you fight for it.
Visit MonicaSchmelter.com to schedule Monica to speak at your next event.
If you're just joining me today on Bridges, I'm talking with Pastor Patricia Douglas. We're studying the Book of Ruth. Love and loyalty is our topic today. And we're going to look at truth number three. When we treat others with kindness, kindness will be returned to us. So I'm going to ask you, Pastor Patricia, how would this change our world?
Tremendously.
Yeah.
But here's the key. We're giving kindness, and you will receive it, but maybe it'll be from a different way, a source.
That's right. You know? That's right. We have to understand about sowing and reaping and the law of reciprocity. God will bring us blessings and things from all different, from the ways that we least expect it. But he asks us to love our neighbor as ourself. He tells us to live by the golden rule. Treat others the way that we'd like to be treated. And I'm thinking kindness would be on everybody's topic, right?
Oh, yes, right on the top of the list, which the list is upside down.
Yes, yeah, yes. Right. So talk a little bit about showing kindness maybe to somebody in a store that's not being kind to you, or customer service person on the phone that's having a really bad day. Like, how do we do that?
Well, what we're supposed to do and what we do is two different things. Okay. You know, we don't know what that person is going
that's
through.
Right.
And we could take it personal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, she's snappy. I'm just going to be straight here. Well, I'm going to get snappy.
Uh-huh.
Well, that's not going to get anything done.
Nope.
And there have been times when I knew I had an attitude. And the Lord would say, you didn't handle that right.
Right.
And so we have to stop and think, what are they going through?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe the call before me was nerve-wracking.
Yes.
And I'm getting offended by their response. Mm-hmm. Is that the best way? No, it's not. It's better for me to just handle with kindness, and then get off the phone and say, Lord, you know, they were really rude.
Yeah.
But us going back and forth, we don't get anything done.
Yeah. And it's about us having the confidence in Christ and God's word to obey him, to be kind. And like you, I can say, Pastor Patricia, there are times that I've walked out of the store or, you know, the phone or whatever and thought, you know, I could have handled that better.
Yeah.
I didn't have to let their rudeness rub off on me and impact how I behave. That's not what we do as believers.
We shouldn't.
No, we can set the standard because of the Holy Spirit that resides within us. And, you know, Ruth is a person who showed a lot of kindness and a lot of kindness came her way. Would you read from Ruth chapter 2, verses 8 through 12?
Boaz went over and said to Ruth, listen, my daughter, stay right here with us when you gather grain. Don't go to any other fields. Stay right behind the young women working in my field. See which part of the field they are harvesting, and then follow them. I have warned the young men not to treat you roughly. And when you are thirsty, help yourself to the water they have drawn from the well. Ruth fell at his feet and thanked him warmly. What have I done to deserve such kindness? She asked. I'm only a foreigner. Yes, I know, Boaz replied, but I also know about everything you have done for your mother-in-law since the death of your husband. I have heard how you left your father and mother and your own land to live here among complete strangers. May the Lord, the God of Israel, under whose wings you have come to take refuge, reward you fully for what you have done.
Isn't that
powerful?
Amazing.
Yes.
That is amazing. I mean, he protects her. He says he's heard about her. He prays for the Lord, you know, to fully reward her for all that she's done. And yet we know that her kindness wasn't shown to get something.
Mm-hmm.
Her heart, her motives were right. So let's talk about motives when we're showing kindness for a bit.
I think it goes back to what you just said about mm-hmm. the phone call and how we can be rude. Mm-hmm. Why do we do what we do?
Yeah.
As if God doesn't know that true motive of it. I believe if her motive was incorrect, he would have known that. Both of us would have known
yes.
that. And it would have been, mm-hmm. oh, she's just another person to feel. Mm-hmm. Let her go ahead and go on. Mm-hmm. No. He knew that. And you know what stands out to me, Monica? You know how people always gossip negatively?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But he had heard.
Yes.
About her and what she did.
Yes. Yes. You know, the Bible talks about having your name, right? Having a good reputation.
Yes.
And we see that Ruth, you know, as we talk about the book of Ruth and love and loyalty today, she had a good reputation. And at this point in time, right, she doesn't have like a lot of material possessions.
No, she doesn't.
That's amazing to have a good reputation when you are at the lowest or the, what probably is the lowest part of her life. Mm-hmm. Widow, mm-hmm. mother-in-law who's in trauma and grief. And yet she keeps by faith getting out there and working and is so humble. Don't you think that's humble to say, what have I done to deserve this?
Absolutely. Because she's thinking, okay, I could just jump in with anybody else or I could go here and there. He says, no, you stay right here.
Mm-hmm.
And she must have been beautiful because he said, I told the men not to even come your way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. So she knew she didn't have to worry about that
yes.
as a widow,
right.
as a young woman. And so we see such kindness being shown to her because she was doing the right thing for the right reason.
Yes.
And I think that that's something that is so important for us. You know, the Bible talks about, you know, at the end, right, that all of our acts, right, will be wood, hay, or stubble. He's going to know
yeah.
what was done with the right heart mm-hmm. and what wasn't. So how do we check ourselves and get to a place of a right heart in showing kindness?
What I usually do is I ask myself, why am I doing that?
Yeah.
Now, sometimes the Holy Spirit will tug me.
Mm-hmm.
He'll say, why are you doing that, Patricia? And I'll say, well, I think it's because of this or that. And he'll say, are you sure?
Mm-hmm.
You know, then I'll step back and I said, no, I'm not. I'm right. not doing it for that reason.
Right.
So I think it's just asking Holy Spirit, why do I want to do this?
Yes.
Is it for self-glorification, gratification? What's the reason?
Yes.
You know, and think about it, Monica. Again, Ruth was going into unknown territory. Mm-hmm. It's not like she knew what was ahead.
Mm-mm.
And she's like, okay, I'm going to do this and I'll do that. And just along the way, I'm learning.
Right.
Learning.
She's figuring it out.
Yes.
Like she's like new on this job. Right?
Yes.
It's, you know what it's like to be the new kid in school or new on the job. And this is like really new because she's in a new land. She's got no family around. And she's doing the right thing for the right reasons. And I love what you said. You ask the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
And that's, see, this is the thing. You can read the Bible and some people just read it to read it. It's just words on a page. It becomes legalism. But it's that relationship with Christ. It's talking to the Holy Spirit, asking the Holy Spirit to help.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's where we find out our true motives. That's where we can get course corrected.
And you know, another thing, we don't know everything she went through because remember, she was a Moabite.
That's right.
So the other ladies in the field was probably, why is she over here? And why, come on, Monica, you know.
They're absolutely doing that.
Yeah.
And why is she getting special treatment?
Exactly.
And because people can be people,
yes,
right? And we can too. Like, why is this happening? Why is that happening? That shouldn't be happening. I've been here longer, right?
Yeah.
I've done more.
Right.
And yet, it's just all of that. But I want to thank you for joining me. We're
yes.
going to do some more with Ruth and talk to more. And I want to ask all of you, as you've watched Love and Loyalty from the book of Ruth today, make a commitment to treat everybody that you come into contact with kindness, not because you have to, but because of the love that God has shown mm-hmm. for you. And allow him to bring that kindness back to you. I'm all out of time, but thank you for joining us on Bridges Today, where we bring you hope for the journey.
Hey, Ted, what do you want to do today?
Well, Ashley, I've always got work to do, naps to take. But I have a better idea. How about we invite everyone to listen to the Team Us podcast?
I love that idea. Let's do it right now. Hi, everyone. We're Ted and Ashley Slater, and we'd love for you to join us as we talk about teamwork in marriage.
We share how grace, commitment, and cooperation can help couples live the everyday moments of marriage together.
To listen, go to lifeaudio.com and search for Team Us.